Okay, Blessing, I'm so happy you're here. I'm just so joyful that you listen to my show. It's becoming really wild. I'm up to over 33,000 downloads in just like a month. Thank you so much for listening. And I trust you're a listener who likes lots of the shows. And you can go back and find another show about this topic. Today we're going to talk about self-worth, valuing yourself. Oh my goodness, there's a lot of energy on this one. I'm really excited. I got shown so many things about self-worth this past week, and I wanted to invite you into that awareness that I received from Source myself. So again, I'm Erica Glessing. I also receive energy and information from Source as the Glessing Medium. I don't tell everybody that, but that's a concept. That's an aspect of myself that is a gift from heavens. So today we're going to look at the topic of self-worth. And when I look at energy clearing for life force, the greater degree that you are able to value yourself, this allows others to value you. I remember one of my clients, she's like, I'm just never appreciated. I'm never appreciated. I work so hard. I do such a good job. Everyone agrees I do a good job, but no one appreciates me. And we looked at the energy of that, and it was kind of fascinating. And if we look at, do you appreciate yourself? Do you stop to acknowledge your brilliance? I contend that because you are on the planet and you are listening to my show and you are breathing and you have life force, I contend that you have a huge number of gifts and that you are a gift in and of yourself just by being here. So let's just kind of go into that space of you being a gift. Yeah. Say, I am a gift. Just really acknowledge this. You can say it in your head. You don't have to say it out loud and have a bunch of people look at you if you're in public or anything. Just, I am a gift. I am the gift. I'm the gift that mankind has asked for the changes that it requires when I stand in my own truth. Yeah, just stand there with me on this. And, you know, we hear the term self-worth and we go, yeah, I want that. I want that. But it's kind of like saying, I want six-pack abs. I never really wanted. But if I did say all the time, I want six-pack abs, then I'd have to look at what are my behaviors towards my abdominal section that would get me there. So if I say, I believe I'm worthy, or I believe in self-worth, or I believe that I am the most valuable person on the planet, really, there is no one else more valuable than you to you, right? So without you, you'd be dead, or you'd be incarnate, you'd be haunting us. I have such a strength of humor. All right, perfect. So just sit there in your self-worth and just know it a little bit more, and maybe just treasure yourself a little bit more, and just buy yourself something kind of nice today if you can. Drink something that your body really wants. Eat something that tastes delicious. There you go. Just kind of be in that space of, you know, the word I'm getting is celebration. When you're looking at your self-worth and you're understanding it and you're believing in it, there's a celebration to be had in the heavens. We all rejoice when the alignment with self-worth happens. So I'm going to speak for a minute to people for whom this has been sort of maybe a struggle. So I'll tell you, my first book came out, it was 2007. It was called Prospect When You Are Happy. It's still a very good book. I just changed it to Kindle, actually. It's now available under my maiden name, Erica Glessing, on Kindle, Prospect When You Are Happy. And when it first came out, course, I was thrilled because it was my first book. But pretty quickly, I stopped valuing it and me. And I would say things, oh, it just showed up on a camping trip. I remember saying that. And hear the way I said it, like it was like rote. But that didn't really honor the intelligence that got put into the pages of that book. And it was actually 5 years of coaching and what I observed about what worked when people were succeeding, which was being in expansion when they were trying to get new business and in that expansive place. That was the seed of prospect when you are happy. And it was move the law of attraction into action. So it was, the secret came out right around the same time. And I was being given how to put that into action, how to make that work, how to have it actually work. So it was a really miraculous book, about 98 pages, and I couldn't see the value of it, you see. I couldn't understand the value of it. It didn't, I wasn't able to appreciate it as being an extension of the wisdom that I get shown all the time, right? So just as a teaching, I can't really like say anything that would trigger you all of a sudden, like solving this whole thing forever, but I can let you know that you can shift out of self-deprecation and self-hatred and self-despising and all those things, self-loathing. You can shift into self-worth. It happens to people every single day. People all of a sudden understand their own value. So I just invite you to the possibility of change and the acknowledgement that you are indeed so precious. I'm very grateful for you for listening. Thank you so much for joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. This is Erica Glessing. I'm also the Blessing Medium. And I'm actually going to jump into the topic of self-love on the show with you tomorrow, if you're listening in order. And I have an event today that I would like to invite you to. It's coming up today, so you may or may not get this in time chronologically, but you can find out the link to sign up for the 1 hour poverty consciousness clearing and luxury consciousness download. We're going to download luxury consciousness from our higher selves, and we're going to release our vows and oaths to poverty together on a Zoom call. I know, it's going to be exciting. Then I have a 5-week program that culminates with an in-person workshop. I don't allow that hardly ever, say almost never. So that's all coming up. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, you can go to energyclearingforlife.com to sign up for Zoominars and my coming Zoominar on clearing the cords that tied us to poverty. We're going to release that, which I think goes pretty good with today's topic, which is self-worth.